Previously on Reversing the Roles.
I see you driving this Uber round, but you need to find a real job. Otherwise, forever you'll be under your wife's rule.
Mommy, things are different nowadays. Both partners have to work in most households.
Yeah, but the husband must still be the main breadwinner.
Ray, I owe you an apology. I think I'm getting so caught up in the Dubai lifestyle that I just can't stop myself. Every new thing I come across, I feel like trying. And well...
Ziad, you know, when we made the decision to move here, I thought it would be the same setup as home.
Ooh, I'm feeling sick. Oh, flip. I can't.
All passengers, please stay on board. Do not disembark. I repeat, do not disembark. Return to your cabins below deck. The police force will be coming on board. Mr. Ziad Osman, please come forward. Please, sir, do not make this difficult for the other passengers. Come forward with your hands above your head. The Emirate of Dubai has issued a warrant of arrest for you. Mr. Ziad Osman, please hand yourself over.
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك دائما وارضي ربك واحتفل بالمودة.
Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh reports that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something to the effect, "Hold firm to truthfulness, for truthfulness leads one towards piety, and piety leads one towards Jannah. A person will continue to speak the truth and endeavor to always remain upon truthfulness at all times until he will be written as a Siddiq, extremely truthful person, by Allah Ta'ala. Refrain from lies, as lies leads one towards sin and vice, and sin leads one towards the fire of Jahannam. A person will continue to speak lies and tries to remain upon this habit of speaking lies at all times until he will be written as a great liar by Allah Ta'ala." Sahih Muslim. The winter sun rises and casts its rays over the city of Muscat in Oman, spreading its light everywhere. It even shines through the large barred window at the end of the corridor of the Al Khud detention center. But the row of cells lining up on either side of the corridor where Ziad has been locked in since the previous day remain in darkness. After his arrest on the ship, he was transported in a police vehicle to the detention center, where he was subjected to a body search, given a uniform to wear exactly like those of other inmates, and was made to sign over a document for his clothing to be stored before being taken to his cell with his hands tied and his feet shackled. Feeling bereft and helpless, he chooses to lie on the floor of the cell instead of the dirty mattress in the corner. Close to midday, he is taken from his cell and led to the waiting room, where he is relieved to see Raisa standing on the other side of the glass. He goes forward and speaks to her on a phone through the thick glass that is separating them.
Oh, Ziad, you don't know how glad I am to see you. Alhamdulillah, you're still in one piece.
Ray, I feel like I'm in hell right now.
I know. Me too. And they tie your hands and legs up? Do they think you are a criminal? What are they even accusing you of, Ziad?
I'm not too sure. Nobody speaks English here. But I think I heard the word hawala. But I don't think they know what they are doing. They must be thinking I'm someone else.
Hawala? But isn't that legal? Were you involved in transferring money from home here to Dubai, Ziad? Why didn't you tell me?
No, nothing like that. I told you, they have the wrong person. Anyway, Raisa, why are you here alone? Where are the kids and my mother?
They went back on yesterday. After the police took you away, we had to spend the day here in Muscat. Of course, nobody wanted to do any sightseeing because of what happened. So we just kind of went back onto the ship and stayed there. The kids hung around and I was on the phone most of the time trying to get help. And your mother, she got on the musalla to pray and make dua for you.
I'm so sorry, Ray. But where are they all now?
The ship left for Fujairah last night, so I stayed here. I managed to find a small hostel-type place near the detention center. And I made Safiya and Hansala stay on the ship with your mom.
What? But you shouldn't have done that. I always say it's always better if we all stay together. How will they manage to get on the cruise by themselves? And who knows when I'll get out? And you'll be all alone in this strange place. It's not right, Ray.
Ziad, I did the best I could under the circumstances. I spoke to Sabha and she said she and Mansoor will keep an eye on them. I couldn't check with you, obviously. So I did what I had to. Anyway, how are we going to get you out of here?
I don't know. I don't know anyone here. But Ray, did you get in touch with our lawyer, Nazir Adams?
Yeah. He was the first person I called when all of this happened.
And what did he say? Will he be able to help us? Can he get me out of this hellhole, please?
No, not until you confess to him what you did. You said Hawala, right? What the hell, Ziad? What's this all about?
Shh, come on. Raisa, I told you. It must be a case of mistaken identity.
Mistaken identity? Who are you trying to fool, Ziad? This is not South Africa. The police here are efficient. They know what they are doing. If you do anything contrary to the law, you'll get caught out almost immediately. They'll never lock you up for nothing.
Maybe I'll only get to talk to you after you get back from that cruise. But how come you got reception in the middle of the ocean, huh?
Modern things, Hahu. How was your Umrah trip?
Oh, Aisa, it was too beautiful. You know how nice Makkah Sharif always is. But this time, I like Medina Sharif more. Normally, I like the busyness in Makkah. But it was too crowded and hot also. And with all that construction in the Haram Sharif, you hardly get a chance to see the Kaaba properly, man. But yeah, Medina is easier. Even though now with this Nusuk app and everything, we can only go one time to the white carpet, man. They chase you out from there so quickly. You know, there's no time to even read extra Nafil Namaz.
But you managed.
Yeah, what you gonna do now? We have to carry on, Aisa. Now tell me about your cruise. See, lucky you came with me all the way to Dubai. At least you got to go on a nice cruise too. Did you ever think you'll be on a ship in the Arab Sea, Aisha? Imagine. How? What's wrong now? Normally you talk so much, but today you're just keeping
Nothing's wrong. I have to go, Hahu. The children are calling me. It's so hard without their parents.
Huh? What you mean? Without their parents? Where's your Ziad and his wife? I thought you all went on the cruise together and all.
Aishama does not want to let the cat out of the bag and disclose recent events and the drama that is unfolding, but she cannot help herself. She finds it difficult to keep a secret from her friend, and as she begins narrating the story of her son Ziad's arrest to Hauma, she feels a weight lift off her shoulders. Hauma is stunned to hear that Ziad is being kept locked up in the detention center in Muscat.
Are, too shocking. Bicharo, poor Ziad and Raisa. Hey, but you know, Aisha, where there's smoke, there's fire.
What do you mean by that, Hahu?
I mean, don't take it too personally now, Aisha. You know what I mean. You know, your Ziyad must have done something also for the police to come and arrest him like that.
How? How you can say that? My Ziyad would never commit a crime. Even when he was a small child, he was the most honest little boy. He never even took sweets from the cupboard without asking me first.
Aisha, your Ziyad is not small anymore. These days we can't say we know our children, especially with all the nonsense on the cell phone and all. Aisha, don't be surprised when you find out that your Ziyad has been up to something.
Sabha is busy neatening up the children's cabin when she finds the letter her mother wrote her all those years ago in Amir's bag. She wonders what it is doing in her son's bag, but sits down to read it and is shocked at her mum's feelings of guilt at what happened to her all those years ago. Sabha does not hear Rumana come in until her daughter is standing over her shoulder, peering at the letter in her hand.
Ma? Ma, you're right.
Rumana! Oh, you gave me a fright.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ma. Is something wrong? You look upset. What's that you're reading, Ma?
It's a letter from my mother from many years ago.
Oh, Amir must have brought it along.
So you know about it. I was wondering how a letter from my mother dating back to just after you were born got onto this ship in the Arabian Sea.
Ma, don't be angry. Amir found the letter slide under the door when he got home from school last week. And, well, he opened it. When I came in, he was sitting on the sofa reading it. And I also wanted to know what was in it. Please forgive us, Ma. We didn't mean to pry into your personal stuff.
But why didn't either of you tell me or give me the letter when I got home?
We knew you'd be upset when you read it. So we thought we'd bring it along in the hope that you'll be more relaxed on the ship. You know, Mama, and more open to Nanima's message.
You have read it, Romana. Now you understand why I find it so hard to forgive my mother and why I didn't wanted you to know about what your father did.
I know it's hard, Ma, but Nanima was so contrite in the letter. It must have been super tough for her, coming from a traditional background and with my father being her nephew. But it's time to forgive and move on. We learned in class a hadith that says something to the effect. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Be merciful to others and you'll receive mercy. Forgive others and Allah will forgive you." Al-Adab al-Mufrad lil-Bukhari.
Forgiveness is such a difficult path, Rumana. It's hard to forget the pain and betrayal. Baba used to say, holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing at someone else. You are the one who gets burned.
Exactly, Ma. As the saying goes, to err is human, to forgive divine. Forgiving Nanima doesn't mean forgetting the past, but it does mean freeing yourself from its hold.
Sabha knows that Rumana is right. She makes a silent dua for her dead mother. And finally, she lets go of all the hurt and pain and anger. Finally, Sabha is able to find it in her to forgive her mother. That night, Hanzala is lying in bed in the cabin he is sharing with his grandmother and sister. Even though their parents' cabin now lies empty, the children and Aishama feel that they need each other for comfort and to confide in. The only sound is the ocean all around them, and despite their worries, it lulls Aishama and Safiya to sleep. Hanzala is stressing about his father being locked up and his mother being all alone in a strange city, so sleep evades him. Suddenly, Hanzala's phone rings loudly and he jumps up to answer it before it wakes the others.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello. Who is this?
Wa alaikum salam, Hanzala.
Maulana Irfan, is that you?
Yes, Aywa, it is. Can you hear me clearly, Hanzala?
I can. Maulana, why are you calling me at this time? Did something happen?
I heard something happened to you, or more specifically your father. I received some news today that he is in a detention facility somewhere in Oman.
Oh my word, you heard already?
Gee, I do prison visits a couple of days a month here in Dubai, so today was the day I went in. The guards were talking amongst themselves about a South African living in Dubai who was arrested yesterday and locked up in Muscat in Oman. When they mentioned his name, I immediately thought it must be your father.
Oh man, Maulana, it is. And we don't know what to do. My mom called daddy's lawyer back home, but he... Hang on, I'm just stepping outside. Don't want to wake my ma and sister up.
Where are you, Hanzala? Did you all find a place to stay in Muscat?
No, I stayed on the ship with my sister and grandmother. Mommy found a place to stay next to the jail in Muscat. We're on our way to the next port. Mommy felt it was better if we carried on. There's nothing any of us can do in Oman. But now I wished we stayed with her. We shouldn't have left her alone, you know. And with Daddy in jail, I don't know how Mom will manage.
Shh, Hanzala, don't cry. Inshallah, it will all be alright. Your mommy may be alone, but Allah is with her. And I'm on my way to Muscat right now.
Oh, are you also coming on the ship, Maulana?
No, my boy, I'm driving. Muscat is about 4.5 hours from Dubai by road. As soon as I came back from the prison and told Appa what had happened, she insisted that I come and help you guys out. And I'm fluent in Arabic, so I can speak to the authorities and find out exactly what's going on.
Maulana, I'm so relieved you're coming.
I have just one question. Hanzala, do you know what your daddy was arrested for?
Mommy said it was like hawala.
Really? Actually, hawala is legal in Dubai if the provider is registered with the Central Bank of the UAE. No, my boy, I don't think it was hawala. According to the guards, it was money laundering.
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.